This is the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us today. Ava, you and I going solo.
Hey, that's all right.
It's all good. Lots of fun stuff today. We've got the marketing director for Mercury Marine coming on, Robin Sanger. We're going to talk a lot about some of the new things they've got coming up and really the philosophy behind Mercury Outboards and give you guys an idea about what's going on there. And we've got some conversation coming up before that about some cool different baits that you may want to try and catch some of your favorite toothy critters. That and more when the Valley Outdoors returns. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, Ava, flying a little solo. That's okay.
Yeah.
Don won't give me any crap that way.
Well, no rules then, right?
No rules.
As long as we stick to the time limit.
We got everything. We're good. Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. Does that mean what do we...
No supervision today.
Well, there's no swearing.
Yeah.
And we can't...
Thankfully, we don't really use too many swear words in our normal conversation.
No.
So.
No. So really, there's nothing to change.
There's none.
I was all excited. Free reign.
Yeah. Oh,
guess not. Guess not.
All right. Well,
yeah, it's all good. Well, but fun is fishing. We get to talk a little bit about
that.
Yeah.
Let's and, do that. Stick to what we know.
So last couple weeks, the pike bite has been pretty doggone good on the river. And so most everybody thinks, okay, pike, I'm going to throw, five of diamonds or, some type of a spoon or something like that. And, so we went out last week, hot weather, and proceeded to have an absolute blast.
Hey, question. Are the low levels on rivers and lakes, that's beneficial to fishing, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
No?
No.
Okay.
It increases water temperature. There's less flow. There's less volume. There's less fresh water coming in. So it's not oxygen levels drop. A lot of different things happen.
Okay.
So there's detrimental things that happen.
Interesting. Because I saw a post from a friend's dad, and he was like, yeah, low levels, but the bite was great. And
yeah. Well, and it's also cyclical with the bug bite. And right now, the bug hatch, and the bite goes down when the bug hatch goes up. It's usually the case.
Yeah, because there's an overabundance.
As long
food.
As you, yeah. Yeah, if you can find places that don't have the bug hatch and they're anticipating there's bugs, so you can imitate with different crawler, like Slow Death is a crawler bug hatch imitator, and it works quite well.
All right.
But the pike bite was fun.
Yeah,
I have not had that much fun in a long time. I decided to try something it's been a bait that's been... underutilized but talked a lot about lately is swim baits. And a swim bait is basically what it looks like. It's a minnow that has a paddle tail on the back of it so that it wiggles side to side, and it's out of soft plastic, and you put a jig head on it, you throw it out, and you retrieve it slowly, or swim it, or lift it, drop it, that kind of thing on retrieve. And so there are two guys in the boat that I was fishing with, they were using spinner blades, big spinners bait stuff, like musky stuff, and I decided to throw a swim bait, kind of a greenish colored swim bait, because I figured pike like
green things.
Yeah, they're out in the green and the fire tiger kind of thing. And lo and behold, it was, hang on, it was amazing. What a fun ride. Really, really, really was fun. So, yeah, went after it, caught a bunch of fish, and but it was interesting because we're fishing in 3 feet of water. And just fan casting and using the 360, Mega 360, the sonar system from Hummingbird. That was one of our buddies used it and targeted those fish, and it was unbelievable. So when you're in those situations where you're looking at casting two fish and you can mark them and like, oh, there it is, cast to that fish, it's unbelievable.
Hmm.
So, but fun. biggest was 39, I think it was, 38 and a half, and inches long. And boy, talk about fight. My arm was sore. I think we had like 28 fish.
Wow.
And that was only from 5 o'clock on. And I think I caught 14. It was amazing.
Yeah, good job.
It was fun. But yeah, so just throw a mix in there. Try some swim baits. They work great for bass. They actually work for walleyes in the weeds. So don't be afraid to throw them as a nice slow roll over the top of weeds. They will chow on them. And just try and match the hatch and see what the fish you want. You know, if you're looking for, you've got some shad baits in there, shad type bait fish, and throw a white shad type swim bait. So,
are they pretty good, like, for weedless?
You know, the hook stays up above it. Okay. So they do, they're okay. They're not
perfect fantastic,
by any means,
yeah.
But you can set them up so that they will be better. It all depends on how you do it. So as far as the setup goes. But yeah, kind of fun.
Good job.
How about that?
Proud of you.
Yeah. Well, I thank you. I'm proud of myself. Well, smarty pants. All right. This is kind of a crazy story. Fisherman accidentally catches record-breaking fish while trying to catch bait for larger fish.
How'd that happen?
An angler in West Virginia, glad you asked. Angler in West Virginia was hoping to catch some catfish, so he needed some bait before he did. Ironically, he ended up with the most memorable part of his particular trip. Ethan Moss from Ohio went fishing with a friend in the Ohio River in April, and he was reportedly hoping to catch a big catfish that day, but he ended up getting his name in the record books for another reason. Before going after any catfish, Moss decided to catch some bait. This was when he caught a large skipjack fish. Now, they're kind of a funky, weird, really silver,
skipjack.
Looks like a little salmon kind of thing, but it's not. It's skinny, got weird teeth. He reportedly didn't recognize skipjack records. West Virginia does, which is where he caught the fish. We started getting into them pretty good. We got one that was 19 inches. 20 to 30 minutes, I caught this one. Had no clue. Thought it was a white bass or hybrid. Flipped him over the wall, and the guy fishing next to me said, "That's a state record." His fish weighed 3.1 pounds, measured 19.21 inches. Really nice skipjack. He said he'd read a lot about it in the states down south, and the records were right there. And he was originally looking for bait, decided to hold onto the record-breaking fish. He's apparently going to have the replica mount made for the fish, but he has trouble finding a taxidermist for the job. So how about that for...
My goodness. That would be... thank goodness that other guy was there. And
I know.
Was like, hey,
hey,
you
hey.
Did something there.
Don't just throw that back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. But I mean, fishing for bait. Oh, it's too big. Get rid of it.
Skipjack.
What do you say?
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Skipjack's an ugly fish. It's got teeth, but it's got a really small mouth. So they're like chasing minnows and other stuff.
Bait fish.
Yeah.
That's probably why he got one, because he was in bait fish area.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they grow to various pretty big sizes, and they stink. They really are smelly fish.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He didn't even know what it was when he caught it.
Most people don't. They're like, ew.
Do we have any of those over here?
Yeah.
Really?
On the river. Yeah.
Oh.
In Red Wing. Yeah.
Wonderful.
They have them. So, well, tell you what, folks. Stay tuned. We're going to be coming right back. We're going to be talking with Robin Sanger from Mercury Outboard, some of the cool stuff they've got, and then just released, and maybe a hint that some other stuff coming down the pike. Be right back.